And Happy New Year! Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you so much for joining in. I know you've been looking for me, like, girl, where you been? And I must say, I've been taking some, I took some very much needed TLC for myself. Happy holidays to you and your loved ones, and to everyone who started off the new year and made it to the new year. Congrats. It is not something to be taken lightly. 2023 was definitely a year for the yearbooks, which leads us into our next topic. It's the first episode of the new year, 2024. I just want everybody to take a deep breath and release it. And today's topic is called Exhale. Now, I won't take long because Exhale is more about you than me. But I do think that sometimes in this rat race we do live in, we do need to take the time to appreciate getting on the other side. 2023, whether it was a good year, bad year, indifferent year, makes no difference. It was definitely a year that I can say, everyone, once you made it to the other side, take a beat, take a pause, and just, you know, relax the driving around, especially the way 2023 ended. I will be honest. I will give you the top three lessons I've learned and why Exhale ended up becoming a topic at all. It originally wasn't. Episode 6 was a completely different topic. It was actually called Petty. And that's going to be next week's topic. But for before we get jump into it, everyone, take a moment. Go to your YouTube page, like and subscribe my channel. Go over to Spotify or go to Apple. And I do the little indications. Hopefully, my editor makes sure to put those logos where they need to go. And please, 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 go ahead and like and subscribe. The more subscriptions, the more likes, the more subscriptions, the better off life gets for me. So want to make sure you're interacting with the page, but no one gets left behind when new episodes come out, and everyone can enjoy either the conversation together, whether you watch on YouTube or you listen on wherever your podcasts are listed. Make sure you don't miss an episode. Okay, now back to the original program. Exhale. As I was going through Christmas, the reality is that the last 2 weeks have actually been rather busy with the holiday season, preparing gifts. I personally don't have children, but I have a lot of family. And so making sure that everyone receives their gifts, making sure that everyone receives their token items, making sure that I attend holiday parties and I don't leave out my coworkers, and I attend certain social functions. It was a lot. My year ended very busy. It was a lot of things I needed to do. It was a lot of things I needed to get done. I actually woke up this morning exhausted. I woke up this morning exhausted, like, Lord, what are we doing? And my year started off with exhaustion, and before I had plans even today, New Year's Day, I had plans even today to do things, go places, be places, see things. And I was like, no, I'm not doing anything. This new year, I'm going to start off, and the first thing I'm going to do, I took a nice hot bath. I looked really good. I lotioned every place I needed lotion. And I just, deep breath, exhale. Deep breath, exhale. I will be honest in saying one of the first lessons I've had to learn in exhaling is a very strong word. It actually means the same thing in every language. It's one of the few words that regardless of what language you say it in, everyone knows what it means?
That is no.
That is correct. I've had to learn to practice the word no. And the reason I had to learn to practice the word no is because yes, it's just too expensive. Yes, it's too expensive. So no is your counter price. And so for me, it was getting up and learning how to say love you, but no. Thank you, but no. Sorry, but no. No and no. And then, of course, every now and then you get a hell no. Just the way things are on this side of the fence. And so, starting off my day, started off with me being tired from yesterday, me having to say no. No, I can't go over to and do these other things. And saying no, it left me time to do the things I really wanted to do. One of the things I really wanted to do was record. You know me, I'm always a technical term person. So when you look up exhale in the Webster Dictionary, it just means breathe out. Breathe out. That's all exhale means. It just means to breathe out. And in breathing out, step two to exhale is letting go. I don't know about you, but this is my breakup season. December, January, February, all of these are breakup season. This is what I consider top tier breakup season. When I say breakup season, I don't mean breaking up with an actual companion, lover, boyfriend, that kind of thing. I actually mean breaking up with bad habits, old friends, and how do I word that? And poor choices, and breaking up with not necessarily. Let's go back to the beginning. You want to break up with bad habits, old friends, misnomers. But one of the things I really like breaking up with is old expectations. Expectations. That was the word that kind of gave me brain fog. I mean, cut that whole little piece off. Expectations. I will say that there are certain expectations that I've always held for myself. I've held myself in high regard. And this is the time of the year where I actually ask myself, did that expectation, was it good for you? Let me be clear. Expectations and goals are not the same thing. Neither are expectations and wants. So I'm not telling you to give up on dreams or ambitions. No. When I say expectations are, you know, I must remain in certain places or at certain times and do certain things. Those are expectations. Like, you may find that some women have expectations to be married by the time they're 30. Not me. This is just an example. That would be an expectation that I think that people need to give up. You should get married when you meet the right person. Not necessarily at the right time frame. Sometimes we put time frames on things that either are going to take longer than we anticipated or no longer serve us. And so for me, I know that one of the expectations that I've had to let go was the expectation of being a good friend. I've always prided myself on being a good friend. I want to be known as being the good friend. I want to be known as being someone you can call on, advocate, people like, that sort of thing. I had to give up that expectation. That is a hard expectation. Most of my life, like, girl, don't buy. But it's sincere. A sincere piece of me. I've always wanted to be someone my friends could call on and be dependable. I've always wanted to be a dependable friend to my friends. I love the people. I love my friends very dearly. I've always wanted to be dependable to them. What I've come to find in this season is that I can make it when I can make it, and when I can't, I can't. I've had to let go of the expectation of always being dependable. Because always means that there are times when I should be saying no and I'm actually saying yes. So in me learning how to say no, I had to also let go of the expectation of always going to be available. I'm not. which led to them having to let go of the expectation that I'm always going to show up. I'm not. And here we are, patty cake, baker's man, learning new things. And that is something that I think going into the new year, we all should take with us. Third, as I said, this isn't going to be a long episode. This is going to be rather brief, I want to say. And it's going to be brief because it's actually the New Year's. And I have to edit and I have to record this. I'm going to put this out. And I don't want anyone, I don't want anyone missing their New Year's or missing this week. This is just a brief introduction. Like I said, Excel wasn't a part of the original list of ideas that I had for episodes, so I don't have many viewpoints, but I did think it was important to just remind you this week, first week of the new year, take a break. Take some time to yourself. Go get a facial. Go do your makeup. Put on a good outfit. Smell good for no reason. Just enjoy your time on yourself for the whole week. Like 2024. In 2024, I pray that you have an abundance of wealth that you did not work for. I pray that you feel an abundance of love and joy in your life. And I desire for you to be your healthiest, your happiest, and your wealthiest. All in good health. Because what is everything without good health? And that's what I desire for you, my community. That's what I desire for you this year, hands down. I desire those things for you. I desire those things for myself. Just being happy for no reason, to make an abundance of money, but just, ooh, girl, you was in the right place, right time. You walk down the street and there go a 20. I desire that for you in this lifetime. I already know you're working hard, and you need to go ahead and do your exhale. If you were like, especially if you're like me, and you were one of those people who had the most busiest Christmas season, it's okay to just take a beat, take a break. And come up with a plan. Be intentional about your exhale is part three. Be intentional. Whatever you decide to do this week for yourself, go ahead to just relax. Be intentional about it. If you know you're going to go to the spa, cut off your phone. They don't need to contact you, and they don't need you, and you don't need them right now. You just need to enjoy your time. If you're going to go get a massage, make sure wherever you go, you get the glass of wine. Get the cup of tea. Select the playlist that makes you really, really good. Even if it's just as simple as taking a bath in your own home, be intentional about locking the door in your house. Getting in that tub by yourself. Make it your oasis. Light candles. Warm the towel. You know, pull out a good book. Whatever you decide to do to exhale this year, whatever you're deciding to do so that you can be free, open-minded, whatever that thing is, I would desire for you to not only do it, but I want you to be intentional about doing it because you deserve it. And that's how we start this new year off. I had a, normally at the beginning of the year, I always pick a new word. I pick a new word and I try to live by that word. You know, sometimes the word, I've had confidence. I've had the word confident. I've had the word humble. I've had the word bold. Last year was ambitious. This year's word is actually exhale. Make sure you exhale. And all of the, I'm always bold. I'm always ambitious. Those skill sets, you're going to go get it. Get this, you're gonna go get it.
It is gonna be yours.
It is your desire. You're gonna snatch it up with no problem. Even with that being said, you can still catch a beat. You can still relax. You can still enjoy the moment. Even while you're going out and going to get it. Whatever that it is for you, it is different things.
With that being said, like I said, interlude,
I have
an actual event, as you can see. Your girl looks nice. I'm actually getting ready to go out. So
this was just a brief,
because I haven't spoken to you in so long. I thank everyone so much for all of the love that I received on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I thank everyone who has shared and liked my reels. All the love and support that we received. I thank Janiyah the Inspiration and Mr. Health and Wealth, Akeem Sanchez Berry, who both came by for interviews last week. Their videos went viral so fast.
Clips for those videos went viral so fast.
I thank them both for jumping into the journey with me. And I can't wait.
I have some really, really, really good topics for you this year.
And I have an awesome lineup
of guests.
And so this was not for me to, you know, jump in there and be like, eh.
I just wanted to say hello because I know I've been missing for a while.
And let you know that the next episode up and running
is here.
And even if you have to tell somebody you're listening to your podcast just so you could get it sneak away, enjoy yourself.
Enjoy your day. Again, healthy,
happy, happy, happy new year.
And I adore you. And thanks so much.